This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rose Oconee Historical Society. One of the ancestors described in the family history of Wayne T. Melby is Martin Tollefson Tollefson. I found his compilation of stories in the Rose Oconee Museum. It was written in 1986. I'll read today about Martin. Considered one of the early pioneers to Rose Oconee, Martin Tollefson immigrated from Varhaug, Norway to the USA in 1888. Martin was the first ancestor in the Nya family to leave Norway and homestead in Minnesota. Later, he sent for his nephew, Tor Nya, and he too settled in Rose Oconee. Martin was 28 years old when he left Varhaug, and the following interview by W.S. Adams of the Rose Otimes region in about 1953 relates some of the experiences Martin had during his early years of homesteading in northern Minnesota. It's always interesting to talk to the old-timers who pioneered in Rose Oconee and compare, as well as we are able, conditions as they were then and now. It is hard for us youngsters to look back and visualize the vast acres of brushlands and trees that once covered our now fertile farmlands. We can imagine the difficulties they had to meet, the acres they had to clear by hand, the long, torturous miles by ox cart or wagon, drawn behind horses they had to cover. But somehow, it doesn't ring the bell until we've lived some of the experiences through their eyes and talked of their hardships firsthand. I had such an experience Sunday when I interviewed Martin Tollefson, who was celebrating his 93rd birthday that day, and talked for a while about life as it was when he came here. Martin is a spry and keen man for 93, and remembers clearly his pioneer days here. He came to Rose Oconee in 1888, took up a homestead northwest of Roseau, and went to work. The original homestead was 160 acres and was covered with brush and popple trees when he plunked down his axe and decided to settle there. For a long time, he worked hard to clear the land he was homesteading, used oxen and sleighs or wagons as the seasons dictated, and ran a few head of cattle until he had enough land cleared to plant crops. He remembers how the family had to pile brush on an old Indian trail in order to get the cows home without having them bogged down in the rutty ground. At times in those days, the blowflies were so thick they covered the windows on the house, and the mosquitoes were just as bad, he reminisced. He hauled big logs, cutting them himself and loading them all alone, about 10 miles to his home site. There he built his first house with dovetailed popples, and later erected his first barn the same way. One of the first buildings he built still stands near his more modern house. Its hand-hewn logs are ample testimony to the pioneer spirit that turned his brushland into an excellent farm of level fields and fine soil. We didn't have any near neighbors in those days except the deer, moose, bear, and wolf, he said. We had a lot of wolves, but he shook his head negatively when asked if they were much of a danger to humans. Martin used to hunt, as did most of the pioneers in this area, and stocked his winter larder with meat from the ample wildlife that roamed the woodlands. He sighed with regret when he remembered the many chickens of those bygone years, and one could see the images of past hunts flashing past his mind's eye as we spoke of the big bull moose and the bounding deer. The first winter he lived here, there wasn't much snow. In later years, he remembered the deep snowfalls that made it difficult for the oxen or horses to get to town. But no, it didn't seem so bad, he remarked. We used oxen and sleighs then, you know, he reminded his audience. He remembers meeting Chief Mackinac and told of the many other Indians who used to go past his place, and of those who used to trade baskets and other things for bread and other food. Our only road was an Indian trail, he added. Six children were born to the Tollefsons on their home farm, and five of them are still living, all in Rose Oconee. There's Tollef, Chris, Theodore, Kate, and Mary, all here, he emphasized. As they grew older, they helped their father finish clearing the land and plowing up the fields into cropland. They too remembered the trials and hard work it took to bring a fine farm out of the wilderness, and one could see the just pride in their family accomplishment. Roseau in those days was a town of mud streets, log buildings, and boardwalks. It was not at all uncommon to see a team stuck in the mud while the driver vainly tried to get them out. He laughed easily when someone remarked, "They didn't have trouble with automobiles in those days." 93 years seemed to stand lightly on Martin's shoulders, and he says it is hard work and fresh air that gave him the stamina to reach such a spry age. We might add that the pioneer spirit, which enabled him to hew out a piece of history in this area, is something else that had a lot to do with it. We believe Martin is Roseau County's oldest living pioneer. He's seen us grow into a wonderful farming community with fine roads, modern homes, and up-and-coming business places. He's watched the generations come and go. Children grow, marry, and die all within his lifetime. He is one of the symbols of America that makes it the strong and independent country it is. It is individualism like his that made our country possible, and without which it will die. Many, many happy returns, Martin, for a life well spent and work well done. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.